on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Next hour, Ukrainian President Zelensky will speak with President Trump about getting a ceasefire deal done with Russia. Here he is through an interpreter.
It cannot be done without us. This war cannot be ended without us, with a fair peace.
Zelensky says Russia has already broken its promise not to attack Ukraine's energy infrastructure. In Jerusalem, thousands are protesting Israel's resumption of airstrikes on Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger has more on last night's attack.
It was far less intense. According to the military, they hit 20 targets in Gaza overnight, which is far less than that massive bombardment the night before.
The wholesale price of eggs has dropped by half since last month, but Center College economics professor David Anderson says we may not notice lower prices at the store until after Easter.
It's like gas prices before vacation time. There's going to be such demand that that will support high prices.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 34-year-old man is dead after a one-vehicle crash in Taylor County. On Monday morning, a little before 9:30, a 911 call reported the crash on Almond Avenue in the town of Medford. The caller reported one unconscious man in the vehicle. First responders found a white Chevrolet Traverse SUV with extensive damage after hitting several trees. The male driver was still seatbelted into the vehicle and obviously deceased. The driver was identified as 34-year-old Ruby Renee Mendoza Carranza of Medford. It appears speed was a factor contributing to the crash. Air Wisconsin is getting sued by the feds for a troubled flight into Milwaukee. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The FAA has taken Air Wisconsin to court, accusing the Appleton-based airline of withholding information about a hard landing incident. It's also alleged they ignored a subpoena request. A lawsuit follows an emergency landing in Milwaukee by an Air Wisconsin-operated flight. The FAA filing says it could have been due to pilot error, despite initial reports of landing gear problems.
Another winter storm is on its way. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A significant storm is hitting the state tomorrow, bringing heavy rain to the south and prompting winter storm warnings to the north, where a half of a foot to nearly a foot of snowfall is expected to fall. Paired with winds gusting to 40 miles per hour, whiteout conditions are likely and so are some power outages, especially as the heavy snow piles up on tree limbs and power lines. And with temperatures hovering in the low 30s, it'll be a wet and slushy type of snow. So shovel in shifts and take breaks while clearing. It's termed heart attack snow from overexertion and cold temperatures causing sudden cardiac arrest.
This storm will flip to snow even in the south, but accumulations will be light. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Rain and a few thunderstorms today. The rain will mix with and change to snow later today through tonight. And with strong wind gusts, there will be some blowing snow. Overall, 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Take it, Marvin. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Fun stuff lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour here. We're going to get into what's the biggest flop that was hyped as the next big thing.
I can't wait.
Got that one coming up a little bit later. A hotel canceling some reservations over the worst of reasons.
Oh, dear.
And we got to talk about some local stuff like the WFHR newsletter and some other great events. We'll get into our schedule here. But let's kick off the hour a little local with the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association mentioning their finalists. We got the announcement this morning.
Finalists. Okay. So here we go. I got all the information right here. As a whole, Civic Media got 38 finalists.
Whoa.
38. Now that's up from 20. We had 20 last year.
That is.
So we almost doubled our finalists this year, which is just an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. And we can have a little pride here in central Wisconsin, in Wisconsin Rapids, because once again, we had the most finalists of all the stations in the network. We had eight
pat
finalists.
Ourselves on the back a little bit.
Yeah. So here we go.
Well, nine counting WIRI.
If you count IRI, that's correct. IRI also got a finalist for one of the things. So let's go quickly through this. What we have, we got the best humorous commercial or underwriting announcement for the El Cafe spot. If people remember the one about being stuck in traffic and when they were the road was closed during the road construction. Yep. That was a finalist for that one. The best promotional announcement, the morning show, best not miss, which is the one where James and I did Yogi Bear impressions.
Yeah,
and it's a classic, it's man. A it was one of my favorites of all time. That's why I wanted to submit it, which we did. Best public service announcements for the Santa Cause. Congratulations to you, Melissa, on that one. She was the one that produced
that one.
Yes, and of course we had Santa in to do that one. Best radio show, Community Stories Junior. Again, congratulations, Melissa. On that one for best radio show. We have two for best specialty programming. The Halloween special that we did.
Awesome. Congratulations, Seth.
Yes.
That was poems and stories that we did for trick-or-treating, which was, I still think that was, I have to say I'm proud of that one because I think it turned out really great because of all of you guys doing a wonderful job and Pam and everybody.
Put it together. Great
and
job.
The other specialty programming that we have finalists in is the Elf Call Center, which again was a great team effort by everyone. Melissa hosted. We had Laura on board. James produced that one.
Yeah.
And so it was just fabulous. But there's two here.
Callers in on that one. That was great.
We had callers, the kids calling in and everything. But the two most important ones to me for finalists are best online breaking news coverage was with the election.
Nice.
Which was just fabulous. FHR has also is also a finalist for best election coverage last year for James' interviews with the candidates McNamara, Teston, Krug, and his my favorite part was James' interview with Trent Miner. Is that his name? I forget his clerk of town here, giving all that great election information, which is why we are here.
That's what
WFHR is all about. So I'm super proud for all of these, of course, but that one is the best one for me because that's what we're here for. Local radio to do local election coverage, and that's what we did.
Congratulations to Laura and James on that one. Great job.
They did both did a fabulous job, and we did the one nomination for or the finalist for IRI is our From the Ground Up Got Beans ad. Big shout out to Todd Michaels on that one. He did all the voices on that one, so shout out to Todd on that one. So
so good.
So that's where we're at.
Proud of this team, proud of the Civic Media team and everybody involved. Two quick things about this. One, as Seth touched on a little bit earlier, and I think we've brought up before for those that don't know, what we're talking about are finalists. So we, at the very least, all of these things you just heard, we finished in third.
Yep.
For the entire state.
Yep.
Also, keeping that in mind to all advertisers out there, whether you are future, past, or current advertisers, what we're doing here, they're hearing. They're paying attention. They're listening. More than ever, your local dollars matter to us. Your investment matters to us. You are investing in us, and we are investing in this community with that. What we're doing here matters. Radio matters. And you're seeing it all across the WBAs, and you're seeing it really all across the country right now with how much people are going to radio. If you are in a business out there and you have been on the fence about joining us, get on board. Get on board. Come on over. See what it's like to work with us. See what it's like to work with here, and see what it's like to put back into your community.
Yep.
Because the feeling we're having right now, the victory lap we are taking as a team, is something that you can be a part of as well.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. You can be feeling that too. And to all of our advertisers out there, I hope you are taking a nod this one too. Family Natural Foods, Quality Plus Printing, so many great businesses out there. I can't mention them all, but I bring those two. Thank you, Melissa. El Cafe. I'm bringing these up as examples of local industries, local businesses in this community that have invested in us, and they can take a victory lap as well from this.
Got beans?
Yeah, exactly. So
good. It's such a good app. We're going to be taking over the WBAs, everybody, yes. Once again.
And I do want to mention quick, those ads were both written by Ashley, so I want to make sure she gets her
job,
props
Ashley.
On that one, too. Yep.
So this also means it's going to be a bigger carpool this year. We're definitely.
I don't know how Civic Media is going to do that, because there's so many people that are going to be able to go this year.
I'm not kidding. We are going to be taking over the WBAs. We're going to have at least
nothing
three
but
tables.
Us. Nothing but us.
It's fantastic. And a big thank you again to the Wisconsin Broadcaster Association for seeing the work that's being done up and down the state by our company and our brothers and sisters stations out there. We appreciate that.
And a thank you to Civic for encouraging us to make submissions and to do
that's
this
right.
and to build up our local coverage and our local stations and investing here in Wisconsin. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, we're literally not here without them on many fronts, and we're not at the WBAs without them because it is something that they have to initiate. They have to be willing to do.
Yes.
For the reason WFHR hasn't been at the WBAs forever is because, quite bluntly, our owners beforehand did not believe in that and did not believe in us like that.
Mm-hmm.
Civic believed in us. Civic gave us a chance, and look what happens. Back-to-back years.
Yes.
Back-to-back years we're going to be representing there.
Yep.
And we all got to figure out what we're wearing for Masquerade because the theme is Masquerade.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, boy.
I already have my mask.
Nice. I found one that I like. I don't know.
My plastic Garfield mask is coming out. I guess that's what's going to be.
Oh, I would love that so much. That'd Please be great. Do that.
Speaking of award shows, and we'll be, of course, keeping you up to date on the WBAs, everybody.
Yes, we will.
But speaking of award shows, my old boss, Conan O'Brien, has decided to sign on for the next Oscars. He has signed up for the 2026 Oscars. He will be hosting again. In a press release, O'Brien said, quote, "The only reason I'm hosting the Oscars next year is that I want to hear Adrian Brody finish his speech." It's fantastic. He's the best. He's the best.
Oh, wow.
I hope this becomes a new gig for him, similar to what it did for Billy Crystal. And and we'll be lucky to have him.
Yeah.
We'll be lucky to have him. He's one of the best at this, at doing this kind of work. And all it took for him willing to do it, being willing to do it, and having the time to do it, quite honestly.
Right.
I'm excited about that. I will say that he is already probably the fourth or third best host I've seen in Oscar history. Yeah, you know, with Bob Hope and Billy Crystal being the only ones that really top that. Really happy about that. We'll see how it goes. Looking at some other news here, National Geographic has released a list of change makers. 33 people who, quote, united in the belief that our world needs imaginative solutions and urgent action.
Yeah.
So not just people necessarily, and I'm not picking on him here, but Leonardo DiCaprio is a little famous for this, where one of his oldest causes is the planet and helping the planet.
Right.
He also takes a private jet everywhere.
Not a great look. A great look for Leo. No.
Whereas these people I'm mentioning here are all people who put their money where their mouth is, like Selena Gomez for supporting mental health on a global scale.
Wow.
She is known for going into third world countries and other places and doing a lot of goodwill and a lot of conversations and a lot of these things. And you may not know she does this because she doesn't bring a social media team or a publicist with her to do this stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is very personal for her. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And I bring her up in particular because she is a younger star.
Yeah.
And I believe a Disney star and a lot of
where she got her start. Yeah.
Yep.
So a lot of people kind of associate all those things with, you know, social media, all this stuff. She is not one of those people. Somebody that we've talked about quite a bit doing these things, Jason Momoa. Using his superpowers to protect our oceans. So long before he became Aquaman, Jason Momoa, this has been his cause.
Yeah.
And his advertisements for these are stuff he writes and produces. So
really?
He comes up with the ideas.
Did not know
stuff.
That.
He had a really popular one about the Little Red Cups. And, you know, hey, we all like to have a little
solo
red cup.
Cups,
you know,
right,
solo
yeah.
red cup and stuff. And some of that. He's done some really smart work with this.
Cool.
Don Cheadle, who is going to be one of these actors, unfortunately, we don't respect and appreciate enough until he's much older.
Yeah,
you know?
Sadly.
Like, unfortunately.
He's already getting up there, too,
He's one of the best actors I've ever seen, just period. Just one of the greats.
Doesn't matter what he's doing, too.
Don was nominated for battling climate injustice on our community at one community at a time. This is something where he
really?
Literally is going community to community trying to impact this.
Wow. See, I've never heard any of this. This is the sad part of this. But yeah, it's great they're getting it now.
It's a little 50-50 for me. Okay. I'm with you on that. Part of me is sad about it, and part of me is like, well, that's the point.
Okay.
That's, it's not about using your celebrity, your status and your celebrityism to promote and talk about something that you believe is bigger than you. That to me is the ultimate power of celebrity. When you can do that and you do it so well that people aren't paying attention to, hey, that's Robin Williams. Oh my God, that's one of the funniest people I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. But you're not focusing on that. You're focusing on homelessness. You're focusing on hunger. You're focusing on these things. The beauty of what they were able to do with some of the causes with some of these celebrities is that to me. Mm-hmm. This is just my opinion. I'm not at all saying I know what I'm talking about here. That is the greatest thing you can do with that pulpit. Is promoting about and talking about things that are bigger than you.
Yes.
And more important.
Right.
Michelle Yao, one of the best.
She's awesome. Love her.
Mm-hmm. For focusing on burdens of women in disaster zones.
Oh, wow. Boy, that's something you don't even think about. And yeah, that's great.
While a lot of these are on global things or things that are very large scale, what I appreciate also is a lot of these individual acts, like Michelle Yao is doing, where it's a much more gray area or a group that slips through the cracks oftentimes.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Important as well.
Edward Norton for imagining a new way to conserve African wildlife.
Wow.
and you may notice also with a lot of these actors, you don't see them that often. You haven't, where's Don Cheadle been? Where's Jason Momoa been?
Where's Edward Norton been? Stuff. Right?
They're doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
This is why you haven't seen them as much. There's a great list here. Encourage you to check out the entire list. There's a lot of other great ones. NationalGeographic.com, NationalGeographic.com. Still doing amazing reporting and photography there, by the way.
Yeah. So one of the most, one of the best magazines still out there.
I think the rest of my life, National Geographic, Reader's Digest, as long as they're creating them, whether they're actual paper or they're a website, I'll be going back to them.
Yeah.
Great work being done still by those groups.
Yes.
Just a quick note real quick about Tracy Morgan. We touched on this a little bit. For those that may have seen, Tracy Morgan had he threw up at the MSG at the Madison Square Garden the other day.
Ooh.
And really bad. Like it was right on the court and everything. It was very noticeable.
Yep.
He had to be wheeled out on a wheelchair. Tracy's had a number of health issues and stuff lately. Well, Tracy shared a picture of himself in the hospital and said, quote, appreciate my MSG family for taking such good care of me, and I need to shout out the crew that had to clean that up. Thank you. Yeah. More importantly, the Knicks are now 1-0 when I throw up on the court, so maybe I'll have to break it out for the playoffs.
Oh, no. Oh, Tracy, no, Tracy.
I'm very happy to see this as somebody who loves Tracy Morgan and loves how you talk about just being you. Tracy Morgan has done that so much.
Yeah, and he's so honest. And to be fair, I mean, it's worrisome. Anytime something like that with him happens, it's cause for concern knowing what he's been through. So, yeah.
And he's still getting through the car accident that happened to him. And that wasn't even his fault.
Killed
he
him.
Got
yeah.
rear-ended.
Yeah.
It also is noteworthy. Tracy Morgan has spent the last 8 years clean and sober. He is a recovering alcoholic, and he notes this whenever he can in his stand-up and stuff and bring attention to that. He brought up, there were some people saying, oh, is he fallen off or something like that?
Yeah.
Some of those things. Tracy was very quick to say that he hadn't, that it wasn't that the food was just that good, but
it was a case of food poisoning, basically.
He used it as an opportunity to bring this up, though, again, and people that are his fellow people that are also going through that and shouting them out.
Yep.
And I thought that was noteworthy of his part too.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
This is a guy who doesn't put on airs.
Yep.
It's one of the things we ask out of our celebrities, and I appreciate that out of him. And he's very funny. I'm Brian Fellows. This is a heck of a lineup. Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle, and Stephanie Mills are hitting the road together on what they're calling the Queen's Tour.
Oh, yes.
Kicks off May 9th in Las Vegas, wraps up June 1st in Indianapolis. A second leg will follow in September and October. Chaka Khan calls it. I just got to say it that way. You got to say it that way. Quote, I'm beyond excited to hit the road with these three incredible women for a tour that will be nothing short of legendary. The Queens are bringing the music and magic to a city near you. It's a celebration you won't want to miss.
Yeah, very cool.
I want to see that. I would want. I want to see it even more if they end the whole show with like them singing a like Lady Marmalade together or something like that.
That would be amazing.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, Patti, nothing against Stephanie Mills, but Gladys, yep. Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle all together singing, harmonizing. Oh, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about that.
Amazingness.
Whew, that would be amazing.
Some great ladies.
And they're not alone. Lollapalooza was announced recently.
Whoa, okay.
Lollapalooza announced their 2025 lineup yesterday. Headlining acts include Sabrina Carter, Tyler the Creator, Olivia Rodrigo, Twice, Aesop Rocky, Korn, Doce, Cage the Elephant, T-Pain,
wow.
Foster the People, Reba, Rebecca Black, who is a lot bigger of a star than I realized. And I give her, I'm saying that to give her credit and everything. Mm-hmm. And noteworthy, we talked about this on the Sunrise Show at 105.5 WIRI from 7 to 8. For the first time in history, a country act is closing Lollapalooza, Luke Combs.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
how about that?
Cool.
They got an interesting, that's a mix of all kinds of stuff. You know, when you think of the Lollapalooza when we were, you know, teenagers and stuff, it's like, wow, this is very different from what the acts they used to have. Yeah.
This is what Pharrell and them really always intended for it. Mm. It's kind of cool. You know, having, like, I think it was a couple of years ago, Metallica closed out Lollapalooza.
Wow.
And now they got Luke Combs closing it
out. That's cool, yeah.
Which, as a side note to everybody, I've been telling you, this is the year, everybody, because last year was really the year of country.
Mm-hmm.
So this year, you're going to have everybody pandering and doing the thing that was last year's thing.
They always do it. It always happens.
Whether it's Lollapalooza or the Super Bowl halftime show, I'm telling you, it's going to be a country act. I think it's going to be Lainey Wilson or Chris Stapleton, but it could be somebody else. I will put my name on that. Mm. I could be wrong, and I'll eat my words if I am.
I hope it's Zach Brown Band. I like them better. That'd be great.
That'd be
great.
That would be good.
Yeah. And a shout out to Luke Combs for doing this.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's not always his genre, his market, but mm-hmm. he's being smart about this and reaching a bigger audience. And another side note, first, the show goes down July 31st through August 3rd at Chicago's beautiful, legendary Grant Park. last couple of years, Hulu has had this on Hulu, so I've been able to watch like some of it, the concerts and everything on the Hulu channel mm-hmm. and stuff. So you might be able to do that again this year.
We'll see. Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's one of the smarter things they're doing nowadays.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Do that every
festivals. Absolutely. It makes total sense. Yeah.
It's not as if it's hurting people going to the or keeping people from going to these
no,
shows.
They're still going in droves. Yeah.
Yeah. The people who want to go are going to go. That they're not going to not go because it's on TV.
And I don't know. I think that sounds like a fun one. Road trip, guys. Road trip. Lollapalooza. The team building. Yeah. We'll see if we can write it off at our taxes as a team building exercise.
Sure. Yeah. We'll try that.
We'll take a time out. We're going to talk about a hotel cancellation that is that ain't right story. We'll also get into the WFHR newsletter, all that coming up on The Morning Show.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. A doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move. Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
Rain and a few thunderstorms today. The rain will mix with and change to snow later today through tonight. And with strong wind gusts, there will be some blowing snow. Overall, 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good morning. Top five favorite songs to come back with. God, I love this song.
The dirty Hammond organ at the beginning there. Mm-hmm. Love it.
And there's so many spots like that where you can talk and just laying it back up. It's so perfect. Mm-hmm. I want to thank Steve Winwood for doing that just for us.
Yes.
It's very nice of the Spencer Davis Group to do that.
It was all 16 years old, yes.
How considerate.
A traveler online says that they booked a hotel for an international trip through Expedia and got a great price. But then the hotel called them directly and asked them to cancel because the rate was, quote, too low.
The
traveler went back to Expedia and was told the booking is confirmed and that the hotel should honor it as long as the traveler doesn't cancel. But the hotel ignored that and said that if the traveler didn't cancel, they'd refuse to accommodate them when they showed up.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Naturally, a lot of people told the traveler not to cancel, but since it's an international trip to the Middle East, the person didn't feel comfortable having a booking with a hostile hotel.
I can understand that.
So they decided to cancel. Expedia reimbursed the traveler and gave them a bonus credit for the hassle. We assume the traveler found another hotel and that Expedia may nix their relationship with the original price or original place.
If you're not going to honor your...
Expedia said in a statement, if a partner consistently provides a poor traveler experience, we investigate and address the issue directly.
Okay.
I will say I don't take them 100% on their word on this, Expedia, but I do. I am going to give them the benefit of the doubt if for any, not because they're, you know, I've used them or they're a great business,
right,
because of the business that they're in. They're a reputation business. Expedia has been around for quite some time.
Yes, it has.
If they're still around, chances are they're doing a pretty good job. Mm-hmm. Every business is in a reputation business, but
right,
certain ones more than others.
Yes.
I learned this a lot with JR in Let's Talk Real Estate, and how the real estate industry, the foundation of it is, you know, a reputation.
Reputation, yeah.
You know that. Heck, you can look around Rapids here and see, you know, there are real estate industries, but you don't see their signs very much. There's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
This is one of those industries. Mm-hmm. So I, again, not saying Expedia is perfect or a great, great business, but they got to be doing a pretty good job if they're still around and being used as much.
Expedia.
They also have that. Yeah.
Well, and this one is definitely one they want to do because of the already, because if it's gone viral like this, they need to do something.
Well, I'm sorry, Melissa, I didn't want to cut you off.
It was just a yeah.
So with this, though, I will say, like, this is a damn right story. This is wrong. This hotel in the Middle East is killing their reputation and their business and everything. But if they're trying to find a way to spin this, hostile hotels. I mean, there's a theme nobody's doing. Nobody's doing that one. It's a wide open market.
Come stay with us. We'll verbally abuse you.
It's a wide open market.
Hey, there are some places that you know, I can think of some restaurants that have made their, you know, their reputation on being rude, and that's kind of what it is, right?
The Wiener Circle in Chicago. I mean, you know, their whole thing is, I mean, they got great food.
Yeah.
They don't talk about this nearly enough, but the food over there is worth it.
Yeah.
But you are going to get insulted.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you. I've gone there a bunch when I was younger and everything. But when we would go up there, my friends would always make fun of me because I'd usually wear a hat, because that's where they'd usually go. Oh, look at Sideshow Bob over here! Or you know, they'd usually make fun of my hair. So I would wear a hat there. It didn't help.
No, I'm sure they would still get you for it.
Oh yeah.
But I'm guessing this hotel is not one of those places.
Yeah. Bad reputation there, but a fantastic reputation building more and more with our WFHR newsletter. And that starts with all of you out there. Thank you so much for subscribing and joining us for this great journey that we're having, focusing and covering local Wisconsin information, whether it's news, sports, weather, vital, important stories, or just feel-good stories. The WFHR newsletter has it all. If you are, if you want to know what's happening here in Central Wisconsin, cannot encourage you enough to go to WFHR.com. Take 15, 20 seconds and sign on up. Melissa, how's the new newsletter going?
Oh, it's coming along, and people are signing up. That makes me so excited. Every time I see another submission adding on to our email list, it's it just speaks to what we're trying to accomplish with our radio station, with civic media, and focusing on local news and sharing what's happening in our community with our listeners. And our newsletter is free, and all you got to do is give us your email address, and it will arrive in your inbox at noon on Thursdays. And we'd love to hear from you on what you'd like to see in your newsletter. It's also growing, guys. We've gotten some insider information, as it were. but Civic is very dedicated to investing in local news. So that's exciting. It's exciting for me. I might get a little relief. And some reinforcements, as it were, to help just build our ability to focus in local on local news and spend time on it. So
excellent.
That's awesome. And it's just going to grow, you know, and as we grow, we would love to hear from our listeners and what you would like to see.
Yes.
Let us know, everybody. You can go ahead and hit us up on our Facebook pages or direct message us, or of course, email us info@wfhr.com. And you can text us through the Civic Media app and let us know what you're thinking and feeling.
Yes, please.
And once you sign up on the newsletter, my contact information is down there at the bottom as well. You can email me directly.
Very nice.
Encourage you to do that, and encourage you to sign up for the WFHR newsletter. It'll be premiering, as a new edition does, every Thursday at noon. Be on the lookout for
high
that.
Noon.
High noon.
So sign up at WFHR.com.
Sorry, Melissa.
What the hell was that?
I don't know what that... You said hi.
It's a cowboy thing, I guess.
Cowboy with it. I apologize to everybody.
Well, it's Wyatt Earp's birthday today, so why not, right?
Got in my spurs.
You're missing the finger guns I'm doing over here.
Bang, bang. Bang, bang. We'll come back with more show. Bang, bang.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Trump administration has launched another investigation into UW-Madison over DEI initiatives, this time alleging that the university is continuing to work with a nonprofit that aims to boost diversity in doctoral programs. Savannah Tome Olson has the details.
The president's Department of Education is looking into 45 universities across the country that participate in the PhD Project. Now, the PhD Project is a nonprofit program that works to recruit more people of color into doctorate programs. It limits eligibility based on race and ethnicity. Back in February, all universities got a letter saying they had 2 weeks to eliminate any programs that focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or they would lose access to federal funding. And last week, the administration announced that 60 universities were being investigated for civil rights violations because of campus protests against the war in Gaza. In that letter, new Secretary of Education Linda McMahon told these universities they could face, quote, potential enforcement actions.
Wisconsin Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson have introduced bipartisan legislation to improve roadway safety for cyclists and pedestrians. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The bill, named after a Wisconsin resident who was killed while riding her bicycle in 2022, seeks to expand federal funding opportunities for smaller local governments to improve safety. The bill would focus on communities with populations of under 5,000, authorizing them to use federal funds from the highway safety improvement programs to cover local cost share requirements.
You can meet candidates running for local school boards tomorrow at McMillan Library. At 6 p.m., Wisconsin Rapids School Board candidates will be in the all-purpose room. At 7 p.m., Port Edwards candidates. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers add a wide receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed wide receiver and kick returner Mecole Hardman. He turned 27 last week, 5'10", 195 pounds. He won 3 Super Bowl rings with the Chiefs before spending some time with the Jets. Andy Reid on why they took him back.
He brings good energy and to the other couple guys that we have. Speed, not the biggest guy, but speed guy, so... Hey, you like those light components.
Hardman ran a 4.340 his rookie season. He signs a 1-year deal with Green Bay. March Madness. The Badgers arriving in Denver last night, getting ready for their game tomorrow against Montana. NBA, the Bucks losing at Golden State, 104-93. Giannis says the Bucks need to be more aggressive.
As a team, you just got to play free. You got to play free. You got to play. There's got to be like a joy within the game. And stop thinking about like negative stuff.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Madness.
Blackwell inside, and he sends it down with the right hand.
Starts.
Tanjay with bad intentions.
Now.
1-3, left side, bucket.
It's the NCAA Tournament. Join us Thursday, live from Denver, Colorado. It's Wisconsin and Montana. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Wisconsin basketball.
To the rim. Slam dunk, Carter Gilmore.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Utah adopted universal mail-in voting in 2013, with no widespread misuse in its 12 years. March 6th, the GOP-dominated Utah legislature approved an amended bill to end it in 2029, despite 76% of state voters supporting it. HB 300 was even more draconian just weeks ago, requiring voters to return their ballot in person so ID could be shown. Such a move would have ended the convenience voters like about mail-in voting and created a burden for rural and Native American voters who might live hours from a polling place. The Utah News-Dispatch reports that the amended bill phases out universal mail-in voting in 2029 rather than immediately. But in the interim, voters must obtain a state-issued voting ID by 2026 and provide 4 digits from that ID with signature matching as a backup. The voter ID would be free only to those proving they can't afford it. In 2029, voters can opt in to a semi-permanent 8-year vote-by-mail list, and election officials would rely only on the voting ID number for identification. Voters could opt in at the DMV, polling places, or the state's voter portal. The bill also extends the ballot return deadline to 8 p.m. on Election Day. Governor Spencer Cox is likely to sign it. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll discuss the upcoming April 1st election with our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Rain and a few thunderstorms today. The rain will mix with and change to snow later today through tonight. And with strong wind gusts, there will be some blowing snow. Overall, 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah.
People are listing things online that were once hyped as the next big thing, but flopped and are now forgotten in the waste bin. So let's go ahead and take a look at this list of some of these things and have some fun with it. And it's not in any particular order or anything, so I'm just going to start right at the top with Google Plus.
Oh, I remember Google Plus.
They looked at this as the Facebook killer. It did not. Google Plus did not last that fight, did not make it 3 rounds.
I was in graduate school when Google Plus was a thing, and that's what my school used for all of our stuff was Google Plus, and I think it was phased out not long after I was done, after I graduated. So,
3D TVs, also curved televisions. I forgot all about this.
Oh, yeah, curved television.
The curved television thing. I forgot about that. Yep. That was supposed to be, it was right after.
Cinematic.
Right after everybody finally started having like flat screen TVs, and you started, I knew everybody had a flat screen when you started seeing flat screen TVs on the side of the road.
People were just throwing them out, right?
Yeah. I thought, okay, well, it'll be a couple years and the curved TV thing might happen, and then it just kind of went away.
This, I remember when it occurred. This happens every like 20, 30 years. 3D becomes a thing again.
Yeah.
Okay, and it always leaves. The 50s was the first, then the 80s, and then the 20-teens, I guess, is when it was, right? And the early aughts and into the 20-teens. It never lasts, people. Yeah. Don't spend money on your 3D TV. Just don't do it.
They can't even get it to work in theaters anymore. They can't really sell it in theaters. I mean, I don't know on a personal level, on a personal home entertainment level that it would work.
I'm telling you.
I really feel like 3D was had its moment, and it's gone.
Yeah.
And I don't know that...
It'll come back in 30 years.
Well, especially, I mean, 3D is not even, like, people now, they want to be immersed. 3D is not enough.
Yeah, right now, VR, right? That's going to be probably the next 3D, I suppose.
And even that isn't doing that good, as we can tell you with the metaverse shows up on this list. I mean, neither are doing that great, but even that's doing a little bit better than 3D. But it's funny to me. They want to get as close as humanly possible, but they don't want this. They don't want, you know, it's interesting. As somebody, you know, I imagine as if you're a creative, if you're an inventor, it's got to be almost a little bit frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hey, this is just the next step in this and everything. But people are like, no, we're not ready for that yet.
No. So basically the lesson from all of from the metaverse is whatever Mark Zuckerberg says, do the opposite or run away. One of those two things.
Yes.
Because it's not going to, it's nothing. Remember when Facebook did the pivot to video?
Mm-hmm.
Fail. Massive failure.
To add to Seth's point, Google Glasses. This concept still feels like it has potential, but Google couldn't get them to take off 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And the Zune. Microsoft tried to challenge Apple's iPod with the Zune and lost badly.
Oh, did they lose badly?
I
never even heard of that.
Yeah.
No.
There's a reason for that, too. So
There was very little marketing put behind it, and the marketing was very bad. And Zune, like, just people didn't like
it. It was a bad name.
It was a bad name.
It's not a good name.
People didn't like it. Plus, from what I understand, like, the mechanics of it, they tried so hard to be different than an iPod that it was, like, confusing for people.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
Now they have this on here, but I will fight this one a little bit.
Oh.
The Segway. It's been 20 years since we were told that this was going to be the way everybody was going to be bopping around.
Remember that.
Now, those of my fellow Arrested Development fans will know that Joe Bluth on Arrested Development used one of these quite a bit. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Still relevant.
That well-known huge TV hit, Arrested Development.
Exactly.
You know, game changer there.
Here's
entertainment.
Hold on, though.
What is the Segway?
It's on two wheels. It's a stand on it,
and it motors you around. Basically, you've seen them before.
Yeah. I've seen them. I just didn't know what they were called.
I remember the Blitz.
It's like a scooter without a handle.
Without like a back wheel. Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah. So yeah.
You got to have good balance.
Yeah.
I don't remember this one. QCAT. These came out in the early years of the internet and could scan special barcodes from magazines to load web pages on a computer. So unlike QR codes, these devices needed to be plugged into your PC.
Yeah, you're tied to your PC.
Okay, here we go. Do you guys remember NBC Snap?
Oh, wow.
Their search engine that they tried to make a thing.
Yeah.
I remember some of the advertising for it. This lady talking to an audience. Pick any word, click it, and find information on it. And that was like in the late 90s.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
No.
Then Google came along and basically destroyed everything.
Quibi. a short-form streaming platform designed for mobile devices. It shut down in 2020 after a brief six-month run, despite raising $1.75 billion and featuring high-profile talent due to factors including COVID-19 pandemic killed this in a lot of ways, which is odd because that's kind of where it was designed for.
Yep.
Right.
You know? But it didn't.
I can't remember who it was, had a great breakdown of why Quibi failed. It's like, okay, so they had these, like, what, 10-minute bits, you know, that's supposed to be for... So basically, when do you have, like, 5-10 minutes that you're not doing anything? Mm. Maybe sitting down kind of thing? What do people do usually when they're doing that? They check their email, right?
Yep.
They, maybe a little social media kind of thing. They're not watching a 10-minute TV. No, that time is gone. You're not. Don't try to fill that time with anything because it's already been filled, okay? Yeah, or reading a book or something, you know?
Right. It's got to be under a minute. I mean, like, the other social media platforms are getting it right.
Mm-hmm.
I see where they the thought could be had. Where
the idea, absolutely,
TikTok's huge.
Yeah.
Let's do something similar to that, but more of a long form.
Yeah.
So instead of 3-minute, you know,
it's 10 minutes.
Bits, it's 10-minute bits and stuff, and like on paper. But at the same time, a lot of things seem good on paper. Mm-hmm. I don't
and
know
it's
how
great for creatives. You know, for the people creating it, but it's just not.
There's no real market for it.
People aren't going to watch it.
A $2 billion dumpster. That's what they got with this. $2 billion overall was spent on
Jeffrey
that.
Katzenberg, you've done a lot of things in your career. Some good, some bad. That was a fail. That was a big fail for you.
The Sega Dreamcast.
Oh, sadly. Sadly.
Sega Dreamcast. Those commercials, man.
Remember
those
the ads. I love the fact that we remember the ads for these.
That's it.
Which was too bad. The Dreamcast was great.
Yeah.
It was a cool...
It was really cool.
It had a great operating system. I mean, it was really a good console, but no one bought it.
Okay, so this was a game console.
Yeah. Yeah, it was supposed to be, if I remember correctly, this was the... it was supposed to one-up the 64, the N64, something like that in the late 90s, and it failed. Had some great games, though.
Yeah. Threads, one of the most recent one, I think, on this list. This was an app that was supposed to replace Twitter, and now it's just basically a bunch of like phishing and
It's basically bots.
Yes, bots. That's why I couldn't
because it's connected
bots
to Facebook, and Facebook is nothing but AI slop right now, and so is Threads. So,
Now Blue Sky didn't really kind of come out and advertise this necessarily, but they have become the anti or the other X, the other Twitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's been doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
On a real grassroots kind of way. It's actually kind of cool. I don't know if you could say this about any app really or social media app. Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never seen any like advertising for it.
Yeah. No, it's been very organic. Yeah.
But I have followed all the people that I follow on social media. I have followed them over to there. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I still use Twitter is because of the breaking news and so much of that. That has started to happen more and more and more on Blue Sky and less on Twitter as Twitter constantly loses more and more money. We just told you earlier, not only about the Tesla and not only those not working very well, but I mean, you don't have to do a big search dive to see how much money they are losing left and right. And in the time I've said this sentence, they have lost a ton of money.
Right.
Thousands, millions they've lost.
Yep.
And what's happening to those markets across the, you know, like over in Europe especially, I believe Germany has really dumped
the
brand completely.
Wow. Amazing.
VR? They keep trying to make it a thing, as Seth was talking about earlier, but
that's the big question. Will it ever be more than a niche? You know, I don't know. That's a hard one. I know there's a lot of people who really don't like using VR.
Yeah.
Because it like gives them eye strain or gives them a headache or it makes them feel sick or something like that, right?
Yeah. Right. And I think that they will keep trying to advance the technology to address some of those issues because it definitely has a very, like, I don't know. It's awesome. VR is awesome.
It's very cool. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
I think that it, so unlike all these other things, I don't think VR is ever going anywhere.
Yeah.
No.
I think just to Melissa's strong point there, it's just getting fine tuned more and more and it has its niches.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at how far it's come.
Yeah.
Since it started.
Absolutely. Yeah. Amazing.
The
Virtual Boy from Nintendo.
Yes. Nicely
done. And it
might
be the only way we want to actually travel somewhere that we have to fly in an airplane plane for a while. So.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there's some uses that you can think about. Yep.
Yep.
And we wrap up, of course, with maybe the number one on this list for now and maybe all time, Crystal Pepsi.
Oh, come on. I like Crystal Pepsi.
It's part of the reason I love Brit.
It wasn't the fact that it was Crystal Pepsi itself. It's that they tried so hard to, like, make it,
yeah,
like, the thing. Mm-hmm. Instead of just saying, hey, this is another thing we have, you know. Right. Like, check out our Crystal Pepsi. No. They saw new Coke and were like, hold my beer.
Yes,
okay. Exactly. Or hold my Pepsi, yeah. I guess, is what it would be, right?
Hold my Pepsi.
Hold my Pepsi.
Oh, my gosh. I want to use that now.
We'll take a time out. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness and, more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join The Morning Show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Top Chef superfan Luke Mathers about his excitement over having another Wisconsinite as a chef testant.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join The Morning Show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Rain and a few thunderstorms today. The rain will mix with and change to snow later today through tonight. And with strong wind gusts, there will be some blowing snow. Overall, 2 to 4 inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down. Conditions will gradually improve late tonight into Thursday morning. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to get into our schedule and some good stories of the day in a moment, but a real big good story I wanted to make sure people heard about. This comes to us from the goodnewsnetwork.org. I want to send a shout out to them and the great reporting being done. Andy Corbley, who we've mentioned many times, did this one. We go to India, where Seth gets very excited about this
and
one.
Knock my cup over here, yeah.
From India comes the incredible story of a young man who reconstructed an extinct musical instrument using clues in ancient literature.
Oh, this is so cool.
It's called a yaza. This gorgeous harp carved in the form of a peacock and aided by a resonator was played by the Tamala kings 2,000 years ago, but has been manufactured for years, perhaps even centuries.
That is such a cool thing, man.
His passion for this instrument actually got him to start a company called Urn.
Uru,
thank you, Seth. Uru, which is now selling these harps all over the world.
Oh, cool.
That is just neat.
Quote, after finishing college, I was considering instrument making full time, said Sekar, while Western instruments are popular, I was driven by the question of why our instruments weren't reaching a global audience.
Mm.
He never intended to start making the Yaza. Sekar never used the definitive article. It came upon it when a friend asked him if he knew how to make one.
Hmm.
Looking into it, Sekar realized that there was virtually no information on how to make one of these things.
Wow.
So the mystery left him entranced, and soon, with the help of some friends, he was consulting the canon of ancient Tamil literature.
Wow.
Read through it all and was able to create this amazing invention. Recreate this, yeah. I'm going to play a little bit of this for you of what this instrument sounds like, everybody. Beautiful.
It is. And if you look up a picture, yeah, it's gorgeous looking instrument too. Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing is, when I just listening there, you can hear the resonator sustain the plucking of the strings, which is a lot of string instruments don't have that. But because of the little drum head that they have at the bottom of it, you can hear it does sustain a little bit more. And that makes it even cooler, in my opinion.
I listened to it a little bit earlier. I didn't read the article, but I was looking at it. I'm like, it sounds like the combination of a guitar, a harp,
mm-hmm.
and then with the drum head on there. Mm-hmm. It's like three instruments in one.
Right.
And you could probably also, I don't know if you guys have seen some of the fabulous guitar players. We have Tommy Emmanuel, who is my favorite, but there's others as well, who they use the guitar as a drum.
Mm-hmm.
As like a, you know, mm-hmm. they use that. Yeah. As a, yep. You could probably do that with this instrument.
You probably could. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They say its sound lies somewhere between a sitar, a Western lyre, and a banjo.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It has a very particular sound to it. And it's so cool looking, though. I just love the way it looks, the lines and everything on it.
Yeah. I don't even know if I'd ever play it, but I want to own one just because it looks so cool.
It does. It'd be a great conversation piece.
A very big shout out to this young man,
yeah.
Tarun Sekar, and the work he's doing with this.
The fact that he had to
history to life.
Yeah, he had to recreate it through written words.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That is amazing.
That is so cool.
You can go to uru.com and find out more if you'd like, mm-hmm. and maybe even purchase one of these amazing instruments.
Learn how to play it. Come on our show. Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
That's a really, really
challenge
cool story.
Challenge issued.
Taking a look at our schedule for today, be sure to join us today for Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. In part one, our good friend Rock Larson, Wood County Veteran Service Officer, is going to be joining us. Get an update from him.
Mm-hmm.
And in part two, Kazuwa Tao is going to be joining us, bilingual community health worker with our UW Extension.
Nice. Fabulous.
Somebody tell her I got her name right. Somebody
you did. Please tell her. I am so impressed.
I won't in the interview. I won't in the interview.
She's looking at you. You'll be just...
Yeah. Ah.
Also won't mention that you spent 10 minutes practicing it before the show today.
Yeah. I apologize. I forgot to turn my mic off, Melissa. I'm sorry you had to hear that. I'm sorry. We also want to remind you that Playmakers is live and direct tonight from 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to Quality Post Printing and Family Natural Foods sponsoring that hour. We're going to be talking a lot about NCAA March Madness today. Looking forward to it.
As we get ready for it, yeah.
I will say, with the weather coming up and everything, I don't know scheduling or how that's going to go, but I plan on being here, everybody. So
okay.
We'll plan on doing a show. Looking forward to that. And, of course, it is Wednesday, Seth. We know what that means.
As of right now, there's...
Yes, as of right now.
As of right now, there's bingo tonight, everybody.
Bingo.
Over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street. Doors open at 5 o'clock. Bingo starts at 6:30 p.m. We don't know what's going to happen with the weather. We don't know if school is going to be out early or if anything in the afternoon is going to be canceled. We don't know any of that. So, but as of right now, we have not heard either way. There will be bingo tonight at the Elks Lodge, everybody. Mm-hmm. There's also a community meal today over at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 611 24th Street North. Their Meals with Love free community meal starts at 4:30, goes till about 5:30. Doors open at 4:15. And again, weather contingent, I guess, mm-hmm. we could say for that as well. So make sure you check on all that stuff before you go out tonight and see what the weather's like.
Mm-hmm.
A three-year-old boy in Colorado saved his great-grandma after she fell last month and hit her head. It happened next to some steps outside her home, and her phone was in the car, so she told him to be brave and go to get it for her. He was scared because it was dark out, but he came through. There's security cam footage. You can hear him tell himself, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Good Morning America talked to him the other day. She ended up with a concussion and 22 staples in her head, but she'll be okay.
Good, good. Oh, wow, amazing, though. Mm-hmm. That's a feat right there.
Brave young three-year-old. Wow.
And a woman who drives a doggy daycare bus in Wisconsin posted a St. Patrick's Day video that's blowing up. She put green hats and bows on all the dogs, around 20 of them.
Oh, my goodness.
A dog named Aspen was also turning two, so everyone got a huge hunk of cheese. The woman's business is called Canine Convoy. She says it's the best job she's ever had.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
If you get the chance to see this video, everybody, I cannot encourage you enough to. It is making the rounds. I am bookmarking it so that I can share it with you all. It is too good not to share. They are literally, it's like a bunch of kids in a school bus, but they're all dogs. They're all dogs. And they're all in these funny hats. And the best thing about a dog in a hat, their face does not change.
Right. No,
they are just confused. They don't understand
what is going on here.
Where's the treat? Yeah. Where you know, it's so good. It's so good. It's a great story. And a stranded space station astronauts got home.
Yes, they did.
Everybody see this?
Fabulous. That was pretty cool. Yep, it's awesome.
Got to watch that happen. We're very happy.
Yes.
You're home and safe. Mm-hmm. Great show today, you two.
You too, man.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you soon and later.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Presidents Trump and Zelensky were scheduled to speak by phone this hour, a day after President Putin rejected a proposed ceasefire. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor says the U.S. needs to put more pressure on Moscow.
Russia started this. Russia can end this. Russia is the one that's aggressing against Ukraine.
Russian airstrikes damaged two hospitals overnight. Judges have blocked the Trump administration from dismantling USAID, banning transgender people from the military, and canceling billions in climate grants. The president tells Fox,
we have bad judges. We have very bad judges. And these are judges that shouldn't be allowed. I think at a certain point, you have to start looking at what do you do when you have a rogue judge.
CBS's Nancy Chen reports there are concerns about the safety of some baby formula.
Consumer Reports is calling for more oversight of baby formula after finding what they say are troubling amounts of heavy metals, including lead and arsenic in some popular brands.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael.